Y96.1.
How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
You know what, we're just driving. We heard some story in the studio, you know what I'm saying? We just want to say what's up. See if anything was going on tonight.
What's up with you?
What's going on? Hello?
Yeah, it's me.
Who's this?
Short.
Who is this?
Short.
This is.
Come on, mama, who'd you call for?
Come on, the phone.
You wasting half the conversation saying, who's it? Chilling, baby, chilling. I'll probably head out to LA tonight, though. I got like early morning stuff to do.
Come on now. You in here talking to us. You gonna really waste. Are we gonna waste our time with this right now?
I'm so sorry. Let me calm down. I'm making my blood. You ain't know what I'm talking here. I'm saying.
You talking to me and you talking about me. That's funny.
Hold on one second. Oh, yeah. Got to bring him in right, man. We got the West Coast G. Mr. Too Short in the building right now. What's good, sir?
I'm just chilling. What's up with you?
Man, I'm glad to have you out here, player. All the way from the Bay.
Yeah. You know, representing that Northern Cali, but you know, it's love all up and down the West Coast from San Diego all the way to Seattle, and you know, everybody that's banging the W.
They love you down here in the IE, man. So what's it like, man, from all the way, just take it all the way back real quick. Short Dog's in the house till now. What's the ride been like?
Well, you know, I first got my first little radio success with like Life Is Too Short back, you know, the ghetto, those songs back then, Short and Funky. And that was, man, that was more than 15 years ago. And to be, you know, to be able to say that Shake That Monkey did what it did last year before, and then now we got Blow the Whistle. It's just, it ain't really, you know, nobody that can even get in that little arena except for like maybe like an LL Cool J, you know, a couple of cats that can say they went from the 80s to the 90s to the new millennium. They still, you know, still dropping joints here and there, so I'm glad to be in an elite crowd, you know.
Are you having fun with it still?
Man, you know, I'm a music man, so it never got boring to me. I know some people gotta move on and get into other things, but with me, it's always the music, man. I love studio sessions. I'll be doing a studio session later on tonight, man. That's my life.
That's musicians, they gotta stay in the studio, man. Were you the first pimp on the radio, man? Think back.
I don't think anybody ever really put pimping in music. You know, maybe some old R&B songs with the movie soundtracks and stuff.
But right.
Rap-wise, nobody was thinking about it. You know, my man Ice-T used to spit a lot of game on his songs, and he had the look of a pimp, but he didn't really get off into a lot of pimping in his songs and stuff. He was spitting that gangsta stuff from L.A., you know.
He was a G with it, yeah.
But I came straight with the Oakland, California P.I.M.P. from day one.
Exactly. Now you got like, you know, the Sugar Free, this rapping forte, also from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Who else you thinking, man? Who's a couple other pimps, man, that you hear doing anything now?
Well, you know, MJG and 8-Ball made a good career out of pimp stuff, you know what I'm saying? My man Jazzy Faye, he's from Memphis. You know, he's in Atlanta, but he's from Memphis, so that's why he's always like hollering about some pimps and players and whatnot. You know, T.I. got a little pimp swagger.
Right.
No doubt about it. You know, the pimps out there.